the time back over to really, you know, one of my mentors. And guys, I want to point out to you that Mr. Mack, we don't say this during the briefing because it won't make any sense to the guest. And if you're new, it's not going to make any sense to you maybe. But for the associates who've been here a while, you know that there is a very thin, fine crowd that have hit a position called Platinum 3. Mr. Mack is currently, right now, qualified as a Platinum 3 Executive Director. I think he deserves a round of applause for that. Incredible. But maybe what's more important is all that means to the people who don't know what that means. We've been here long enough. We know that that is a transference of leadership. That is a word I've heard, a phrase I've heard him say. I've wrote it in my journal about 10 times. It's a transference of leadership. And he's been able to train leader after leader after leader. So it's not about him. He's been able to train other people and pass the torch on. And that is, you're in for a very special treat to somebody who's figured out how to unlock that lock, right? So the keys to your future and having a really an abundant future that you could only dream of, you're going to have an opportunity to get those notes. My advice to you is stay locked in. If you've got text messages coming in, I would ignore them for at least the next, you know, hour and a half or so. Stay locked in. This training is going to be one of the best we've ever had here in the state of Utah. Please get on your feet and welcome to the front of the room, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Kevin Mack.
Wow, guys, I tell you what, we're going to have a lot of fun here this evening for so many reasons. And as I go along, you know, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you. You know, then I'm going to tell you what I told you. Right? And so here's the deal. Here's the truth of the matter. I came to talk, right, and you came to listen. If you finish before I do, just raise your hand. All right? Right? It doesn't mean that I'll stop, but we'll absolutely know that you're through. Is that okay? Right? And that's what it's all about, right? So I do want you to be as, you know, as loose and comfortable as possible. I do talk slow enough for you to get the notes, I believe, right? And we'll do our very best to get through these 81 steps to success as best as possible, okay? We'll do our very best to do that. Listen, guys. For right now in my life, without question, Utah is number one, right? Utah is number one. I am telling you. I'm just going to share that word all across the country, all across the largest country, which is Facebook, right? Not the largest country, right? Because I've had the most amazing time here. See, it feels like I've been here a week, and we just got here Thursday, right? Not even 48 hours. And I've had the best time. You guys have been, you know, just wonderful hosts. But it started out just on Thursday at that weekly briefing. Guys, you put nearly 40 guests there. Give it up for yourself. 40 guests. Right, 40 guests. And that's the stuff right there. That's the real stuff. That's what this is all about. Right, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to see. Right, there are lots of moving pieces here, if you will, that can confuse you. And so hopefully throughout this time that we'll spend together, you know, I'll be able to aid you in just having that tunnel vision, if you will. I like to say that our goal is to become air traffic controllers. Right? Air traffic controllers, right? It's to conduct the flow of traffic effectively and efficiently to prevent conflict. Right? And as best possible, we can do our very best to prevent conflict. Guys, you'll be able to build yourself a world-class international organization. And I believe that you have to be thinking that big as well if you desire to ever build it that big. Are you thinking world-class international organization? Right? Are you thinking that big, right? The book is entitled, what? Think and Grow Rich, right? Think and Grow Rich. So there's a certain way that you have to think to have this certain level of success here with Legal Shield. But then as you get into the book, you also learn that there's a little something more that goes along with those thoughts. So Napoleon Hill has written that thoughts are things when mixed with. See, it's this. I've been wondering, what's the deal? I have so many friends. I have so many business partners who told me that they read Think and Grow Rich, right? So what's the problem? Something is missing. I said, oh, it's this little insert right here they've missed. Right? Thoughts are things when mixed with, right, a definiteness of purpose. Right? It's when mixed with the definiteness of purpose. Right? That's where he talks about the burning desire, the willingness to work and to be coachable. Right? Not just teachable. I've also heard that concept interchanged with the word teachable over coachable. So maybe this would be a nuance for you, right? We have this innate ability, right, by the Creator to learn, right? We were created that way to be able to learn, right? But you have to make a decision. You have to choose to be coachable. See, they're two different things, right? So you have to decide to be coachable. See, when I made the varsity basketball team, right, there were some people who were outright better than me. They had some skills that I believe was better than my skills. But here's the deal. They weren't coachable. So the coach didn't want them where? On the team. So burning desire, willingness to work, guys, and be coachable to the information that you take in. And I assure you that only if you desire, right, to build a world-class international organization, then you too, right, will build one. That's the great thing about Legal Shield, right? Having massive success isn't reserved for just a few people here, right? It isn't, right? It isn't. So what I'm going to do here is, go ahead and start with my story, if that's okay, right? Because that's the job of a trainer who comes to town, is really just to tell you their story and how they applied the fundamentals of Legal Shield to help them build their business, right? Not variations so much in the technique, but just how they applied those fundamentals to their lives, utilizing their story, all right? So let's go ahead and just kind of talk about my life. We'll dive into it. So I was born back in 1970, okay? We're not starting in 1970, okay? Let's speed it on up. See, y'all were ready for me to go way back that far, right? We are not starting in 1970. Mr. Burns said we didn't have that kind of time, right? And I never started in 1970, right? But I will start, if you will, in 1988. Is that okay? All right, and so that was the year that I graduated high school. Right? And so in my yearbook, I had written that I wanted to be, a basketball player, right, and a successful businessman for my mom. It was written in the yearbook, right? So we were practicing, goal setting back there in high school. Really excited about that. So obviously, I did not become this successful basketball player, right? Obviously, right? But I did earn me a championship ring. Does that make sense? You see how that works? See, you never know how it's going to come, right? You never know how it's going to come, right? But again, I did say I wanted to be a successful businessman. So I ended up becoming this retail store manager, as I discussed in my presentation. at CVS Pharmacy. And I enjoyed it. I'm telling you, I did. I enjoyed being the store manager. I enjoyed, you know, being the boss. I was the man. I was the Michael Jordan of my job. Right? You know, when you're the manager in a retail store, you got little keys on your hip and all that, you know. I'm clicking around the store. Click, 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 click. The manager's coming, right? I was the man. I was so good. I was so good that if somebody called me down to do like a void at the register, because you have different transactions that have to happen. I was so good, I didn't even have to go down to the register. I just send my keys like this. And they come back and I keep going. Right? Is anybody that good on their job? You're the Michael Jordan of your job, right? So watch this. Watch where I'm going with this. As I made a decision early in life to operate in a spirit of excellence. So this was before Legal Shield. See, this is important to understand, right? Because some people, they bring some habits and experiences, right, from their past that benefits them in their present with Legal Shield. So some we get wild about one's success, not realizing, okay, they were already laying some groundwork prior, right, to coming here. Right. And so, you know, so there I was, the store manager, believing, here's the key, here's the key, believing that at that point in my life, while I was this successful store manager at CVS Pharmacy running somebody else's store, I actually, in my mind, thought I had become a successful businessman for my mom. Based on who I was at that time, I was succeeding in corporate America. I was the boss. I thought I was running things. But the reality, I was just a what? Yeah, I was just an employee. What a mind job, right? Are you guys getting this? At that point, so what if I had stayed in that space where I thought I was successful businessman for my mom? We're talking some, right, mental interpretation here, right? I would have written out CVS's journey 30, 40, 50 years, like some of the people who were there that long, right, as I was the manager. But things changed one day, and you'd never believe, you know, how this change came my way and who it came from. So one day I decided that I was not going to send my keys down to the register to do the void by themselves, right? I decided to go downstairs and do the void because it was an office up high, and so when I say downstairs. So I went down to the register to do this void this particular day. And when I finished doing the void at the register, this had to be in about 1994. When I finished, right, a gentleman asked me if he could talk to me for a second. And he was actually the Dorito guy, the guy who was filling the Dorito wrap in CVS Pharmacy, okay? He was a vendor. His name was Charles Redhead. I'll never forget his name, right? Charles Redhead. He said, hey, Kevin, can I talk to you for a second? I'm like, sure. He said, have you ever thought about owning your own business? What was Charles Redhead, the Dorito guy, what was he doing? Prospecting, guys. He was Charles Redhead was doing the single most important priority in any networker's given day. Right? He was personally prospecting. It wasn't about what his team was doing. It wasn't about what anybody else was doing. But Charles Redhead was doing the single most important priority in any networker's given day. And I said, no, I never thought about it. He said, well, I'd like to, you know, share something with you. And that was my first invitation to an Amway meeting. Right? Come on. This was while I was the manager at CVS Pharmacy, right? 24 years old. That was 1994. So Charles Redhead got me out to a meeting. What he did for me will still change my life forever, because he got me out to this meeting and there was this little guy running back and forth. They said he was making a gazillion dollars. You know how that works, right? The speaker, right? And that guy, his name was Chris Charest. Guys, I remember these names. I remember Charles Redhead. I remember Chris Charest. However, it did not pique my interest in a way such that I wanted to join that opportunity, because I did still think it was one of those little hobby things. Right? I was the manager at CVS Pharmacy. I'm the boss. You ever invited somebody out and they just didn't join you? Right? I didn't join the Charles Redhead, right? So I went back to my world at CVS. And over that next year, from that exposure of Charles Redhead, I went to this event for recognition. It was my first plane ride ever at age 25 to Boston, Massachusetts. And I remember landing there, and somewhere at the airport, I had this nice little thing made dedicated to my mom. And it said, "Thanks to you, this is what I do." And it was like a bear sitting behind the desk, symbolizing he was the boss, right? You know, and it was, I have that, you know, that item, you know, to this day. So now I'm at this event being recognized for being one of the top managers in the company at CVS, 25 years old, and here it comes. Kevin Mack, Washington, D.C. $5.5 million was how much your store just produced the year before. The great Kevin Mack. I'm like, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. How did $5 million go through my store and I'm still living paycheck to paycheck? Does that sound like anybody's situation? You are part of a multi-million dollar infrastructure on your job, but somehow million nothing is attached to your income, right? You guys see? See, Charles Redhead did something for me back a year before, because he expanded my thinking by inviting me out to a meeting, which was for a home-based business, even though I didn't take advantage of it. So that started working on me. Then going to the event for CVS Pharmacy, where I was being recognized for all of this success. But I'm living paycheck to paycheck. Something, this stuff is now working on me. So not even a year later, right, I left corporate America for good, right? 26 years of age, I left corporate America. I took a small piece of the bonus check that I received, and that's when I invested in some T-shirts. And as I shared last night, you know, I didn't go straight from CVS Pharmacy to taking a bonus check and opening a clothing store, right? A $2,000 bonus check wasn't going to open the whole store. But I've actually spent just under a year selling T-shirts, what's called hand-to-hand. I started selling T-shirts out of the trunk of a car. Right? I started selling T-shirts on the side of a road from a T-shirt stand. Then I got really good and decided to expand, and I had like three T-shirt stands around the neighborhood, right? Now, let me tell you, my sisters, man, they weren't too proud of me when I became the T-shirt stand guy. Do you know how proud of me they were when I was the store manager at CVS? Oh, man. But as I went and traveled the path of, you know, least resistance, if you will, going into something that I truly wanted to do, which was become an entrepreneur, man, people weren't too happy about me. They weren't proud just the same. So now while I was running one of the T-shirt stands, you have to look at, so far, everything that I've shared with you is all connected. From Suitland High School, the entry in the book, right, to, you know, becoming a manager at at CVS, going on being recognized for succeeding at CVS, Charles Redhead coming into the store, all right, and then now I left, opened up these T-shirt stands. So someone comes past one of my T-shirt stands. The gentleman says, hey, I'm managing some property over off of Marlboro Pike. Would you be interested in a storefront? Now, my pursuit of selling T-shirts hand to hand on the T-shirt stand has now turned into what? A store. You see how that works? Right? You work for it, right? Things aren't luck, right? The harder you work, then it seems the luckier you get, right? And so now I was 27 years old now, and I have, you know, a storefront. And so I'm excited. I'm running that storefront. 2 years in, a stranger walks into my store. He says, I see that you're doing pretty good for yourself, but would you be interested in both the money and the time? What was this gentleman doing? Prospecting. The single most important priority in any network is given day. His name was Carlo Brown, right? My sponsor. This gentleman is a $200,000 income earner. He's a millionaire club member. At least one associate has joined his team in all 50 states and 4 provinces of Canada. How did this guy find me? Here's the deal, guys. He was only 45 days in business when he found me. He was 45 days in business working at Costco's, and he recruited his first Millionaire Club member his first month and a half in business. Why? Because he was doing what?
Prospecting.
Right? It's where everything starts here, right, for everybody. It's where everything starts here for everybody. And then over time, what we'll learn is that our skills in this space will improve. And so Carlo Brown continued on that path, guys, to just prospect, to just prospect, to just prospect. Watch this. He ended up prospecting so effectively that about 6 years into our partnership together here with Legal Shield, watch this. He continued to prospect so much with such speed and boldness. Do you believe that he had the gumption to actually recruit Charles Redhead, the Dorito guy, into Legal Shield? Can you believe it? That is like the most impossible story that could happen. That Carlo Brown would actually meet and recruit the guy, right, that first introduced me to even looking at a home-based business, guys. But that is what happens. That is what happens when you have your priorities in order. Write that down. There's a priority here in succeeding. See, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of moving pieces. But you got to have your priorities in order. And what will help you with that is knowing the syntax of things, right? You guys familiar with that, right? The syntax of things, right? It's the grammatical order of words to form proper sentences and clauses. Watch this. It's the syntax. See, if you get all these pieces, but you never get the syntax right, right? You just really won't move like you really desire to move. But that's why you have to come to all these events to pick up the pieces. And then hopefully at some event, you'll eventually get the syntax. See, here's the significance of syntax, right? So the dog bit John, right? That's logical, isn't it? 4 words is quite simple, right? The dog bit John. Nothing strange about that. But if you take those same 4 words and say, John bit the dog, Now, we're a little concerned about John in a different way, aren't we? Did you see how that works? So syntax is everything. Syntax is everything. You can be here for months, years. You can be here. And if you don't get the syntax right, man, you'll still be in that place. Like if prospecting isn't the single most important priority for you, and you think that it's just reading the book, right? If you think that it's just reading, then it's like, no, I'm not going to go meet anybody because I've got to read the book because my leadership said I got to read the book. And you made reading the book the priority. You may read a book the priority as opposed to failing forward, meeting new people, and allowing the information in the book to help you during your failures. So it's really this simple concept. So if there was ever, you know, a gift, we all come to the table with something. If there was ever, you know, a gift or talent, if you will, for me, I would simply say that it was just my ability to identify and enforce systems. Right? That's it. Identify and enforce it. That's all I've ever done here on my journey. I've been able to quickly identify what the system is and then enforce it. Right? I was able to enforce it because I had to live it myself. That's what makes you credible enough, right, to give other people advice, because you have to live it yourself, right? And then you continue to run this process and run this cycle, all right? It's all right. You guys ready to start the training yet? All right? Yeah, ready? That was step one, right? That was step one. And I'd like to believe that somebody got enough just out of that intro that you can go and build it big, right? Because... Oh, right? All right? So you have to see yourself, right, in a different place. All right, so let's talk about it, guys. All right, because this is it right here, guys. This is, this is the stuff. That's going went back. Let's see. All right. What are you not? It's still not working? All right. That's good. Okay. All right. We are unstoppable, right? You see how we work? That's how we are. We have to be unstoppable. All right. So let's talk about it. All right. One more time, what do you not want to go back to? Right? You're pulled by pain, right? Pushed by pleasure, whatever way you want to put it. But we got to get some things straight here. We have to be solid on this thing called your why. We have to get solid on this, right? About, you know, why you are here. Each new person, when you get started, all right, there's going to be something that we have to discuss, and it's why you invested your $99. And we're going to get a little more into that shortly concerning you, but I think it's important for you to know about this information concerning your speaker, right? So if someone wasn't prospecting, right, so I would not be here if my sponsor wasn't doing the single most important priority. Then once he got me on, right, board and invested here into the opportunity, we had to start with my reason why. Syntax. Right, syntax. Right, it's the process. So this is the house where I grew up in. I was there in elementary school. I was there in middle school. I was there in high school. My parents didn't have a car. This was my everything, my everyday. My room was here in the front of the house, the only room at the front. And then as you go through the living room to the dining room, then the dining room immediately like becomes my sister's room. Meaning there wasn't a door. Right? She didn't have a door. So what she actually had was those little 70s beads. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you step in there like, shing. Like, wake up, Erica, get up. Shing. That's how I walk. That's how I wake her up, right? And I had to go through my sister's room to get to my parents' room. I'm like, man, I had to disrupt her for so many years of her life just to get to my parents' room. Now I know why Erica's a little, you know what I'm saying, right? We was disrupting Erica's peace for a long time, right? So I've apologized to her for calling her crazy, but in life, as you know, it put her in a very compromising situation. So she had Michael Jackson, New Edition pictures all over the wall. You know what I'm talking about. But that was her condition. And then my oldest sister, right, my oldest sister, her room was in the basement. Yeah, this place had a basement. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? It's somewhere. It was a basement under there. And the basement looked like a cellar. And this was our life. It was called the Mac Shack. Right? This was the Mac Shack. On this street, probably enough drugs sold on that street to finance a war. This was my environment. Right? This was my reality. In that environment, in that reality, it did not stop me from still graduating high school as the male with the highest male grade point average in my entire graduating class. Right? My sister Erica does quite well. She's a human resources director down at the Smithsonian. She runs a lot of things down there. She makes a strong six-figure income. Our environment did not define us. Right? Your past doesn't have to equal your future. It's all excuses. I did not first share this house until I became a Millionaire Club member. So of all the trainings I had done, as a six-figure ring earner, an executive kind of traveling the country, this was a part of me I didn't talk about. I didn't discuss it until after, you know, became a Millionaire Club member. And so when I finally shared it, you know, an associate, a gentleman, said to me, you know, Mr. Mack, I mean, just all this time, you know, from your story of being this scholar and how you present yourself and all these things, you know, I thought you went to private school and had on a jacket with little buttons and all that stuff, right? I said, no, that wasn't my case. But I did still earn the platinum jacket and Legal Shield. You understand? You see how this works, right? Your past doesn't have to equal, right, your future. We are so capable of doing so much, right? If we truly are willing to think and grow rich, understanding that the starting point of all great achievement is desire, right? So a lot of books and tapes and all those things that many of us will have to, you know, go through for that. Who makes you move? Right? So this is my family. Now, let me tell you about this purple, this lavender background. Do you see that those balloons are purple, right? Lavender, right? This was long before our logo changed, right? This was long before that, right? That's my mother's favorite color, okay? And obviously, going back to high school, I was always driven to show her appreciation through production. It's just that simple, right? I wrote it down. It was in the book when I was 17, right? So you've got to be driven by something. You've got to be. When speakers come here, it's for you to draw a spark, to perhaps nearly be inspired a bit by their story. Just inspiration. That's all speakers are to really give you, is some inspiration as they tell their story. That's it. For you to succeed here is you have to find your motivation. Two different things. You are inspired by others, but you have to be motivated by the things that move you to go and get the job done. In the book Gung Ho, right? Gung Ho, G-U-N-G, it talks about the spirit of the squirrel. Why does the squirrel run back and forth feverishly to store up for the winter? Why does it do it? That's the question. The squirrel. It's because it understands that its family might not survive if it does not. Not just the squirrel itself, but it's what? Family. The bigger you think, the bigger you'll do. Right? This here is a picture, right, of my family, right? My wife, my children, my sisters, right, my nieces. This particular picture was taken at an interesting time because things will come your way.
Yeah, we know how to keep it moving around here, boy. I'm telling you, right? That's what you got to do, right? What is it? One monkey don't still know show how that works, right? Because you have to know, you have to keep it moving, right? Everything is a small thing to a giant. Write that down, right? Everything is a small thing to a giant. These are big thoughts. You've got to expand, you know, the thinking. So not even a year ago now, Christmas Eve, I was in Orlando with my family and got a call that my mother had passed. Right? Christmas Eve. I was, as that took place, to close out that particular month, we had actually gone platinum two that month, too, just a couple days later. So then I was thinking about the things kind of that I was going to do with my dad, to start spending time with him, some of the time that we was giving her while she was down. And then 60 days later, he just shuts down and he passes. We got to stay positive, right? Then 90 days later, my grandmother, 95 years old, passes. So I lose, what is this, three, mom, dad, grandmom, all less than 6 months, right? 5 months. Guys, if you're thinking big enough and you understand, right, we all handle things differently, but we understand what life is. It's so much positive. It's so much negative. But the positive has to win every time. You have to make sure, right, that the positive wins every time. And so that's what I decided to do. That's how we went platinum three, right? With all this going on, what seemed to have happened in my life is each time there was just adversity, my escape was just getting more focused. Why? Because I still had wife, kids that I still had to keep producing for, right? We find a whole lot of reasons or quote-unquote excuses not to move forward, right? It's true. I truly have a challenge with those who don't come to the weekly briefing and show up for events, you know, because they say they got the kids, right? Like the kids are a disease or something. I got the kids. I can't make it. I got the kids. Really? Oh, it's one right there, right? Right? I got the kids. I thought the kids were a blessing, right? But you're telling me there's something else. I couldn't imagine telling my son, man, I could have been a Millionaire Club member with Legal Shield if it wasn't for you. I'm just saying. Guys, don't do it. Don't use the kids as an excuse not to be wildly successful. I didn't miss the football games. I was still there. Right? Maybe there were some things that we limited. Didn't put them in three events at one time, and which limited my ability to build. Right? You had to just have the priorities in order. So I didn't miss those things. But I did get really busy. And then there was some wise counsel to many leaders that said, you know, if you don't write your family in, then you'll leave them out. This is important stuff, by the way. You've got to go ahead and get busy so that you can build this thing sooner than later. But write the family in, and you do what you say you were going to do. But it might be once a week, might be once every 2 weeks, some of the fun things that you had that you used to do every week. Some stuff you've got to cut back. But you have to cut back to have more later. You have to cut back so that you have more later. See, we're just talking about family right now. And again, by the way, you know, my PowerPoint slides, right? These are just my notes, right? Right? Don't even worry about it, right? You know, these are my notes to keep me on track, you know, with, you know, what I have to share with you guys here. But we're talking about family right now, guys. So if that's who you're doing it for, then go ahead and do it for them. The time that I'm able to give to my 15-year-old now, you know, it's unbelievable. You know, just she and I alone, we go on a date every week, you know? And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the time that we get to spend. And because of this different type of time that I was able to give her, you know, she's 15 years old and she's already working on her associate's degree. Right at 15. You know, sometimes folks say, oh, does she kind of like take some courses at high school? Or does she go over to the college a couple hours? Like, no, she's on the college premises all day. It's the program that she's in. Right? I know Legal Shield has everything to do with that. Right? Because of the time that she was able to receive from this. Right? And so now the older kids, right, they didn't do too bad for themselves either. They were there paying the price with us. Right? But my 24-year-old son, he's there working on his master's degree, a dual master's in business and finance at Maryland University. Right? My 22-year-old, she will be getting her master's degree in December. I'm talking Legal Shield. Right? That was my why. Was them, the time I wanted to give them and the things that I wanted to be able to sow into them. Mine's wasn't so much about house and cars and things like that. But everybody has a different reason why. We can't move until we're clear on that, until we're really solid on that. You know, somebody wants to retire their spouse. Somebody like, I don't want to retire her. I need her to get out the house a little bit, right? You know what I'm talking about? Right? It's different deals. You've got to know the realities here, right? Everybody has different wives, right? I'm telling you, I heard some stuff. Somebody wants, right, a mansion and a yacht, right? Somebody truly wants a house so huge that they have no idea where the stairwells lead to. You know what I'm talking about? But the bottom line is that they want it. Get clearly defined on what that is for you so that we can now get in passionate pursuit, right? So we had to spend some time there, guys. Let's talk about the dominating thoughts that occupies one's mind. Right, it's all about the dominating thoughts that occupies one's mind. Why? It's because your mind will seek evidence to validate that thought. Oh, man. See, your mind will seek evidence to validate whatever thoughts are dominating for you. Right? If you don't have a dominating thought of leveling up this month, right? Recruiting somebody new this month. If those aren't dominating thoughts of yours, then 9 times out of 10, those things aren't going to happen for you. They may be somewhere in the backdrop, but they're not dominating. If you know, personally prospecting, getting out there, you know, to collect a new name and number, if that's not a dominating thought for you, then chances are it's not going to happen. We got our why, right? Clearly defined. Now let's work on dominating thoughts that's going to move us along, right, to build ourselves a massive business. And we said the prospecting has to be amongst your dominating thoughts. Real simple. Real simple. Because, guys, you can, you know, you can show up and participate and not act on this prospecting thing, and you'll just be showing up and participating, right? But your role won't be growing. Let's talk about your role. All right, okay. All right, let's talk about your role for a second.
New battery.
So, there we go. All right, so as we talk about your role as a dominating thought, I'm talking about your role at the weekly briefing. Your role at the weekly briefing. You know, like right now, what does that look like? I'm hooked up, aren't I? You know, what does that look like for you right now? Your role at the weekly briefing. Here's what I had vowed to do. I'd vowed to have an entire row of my team and guests at the weekly briefing. Then I said, I'm going to have an entire section of my team at the weekly briefing. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to build it so big that my team is large enough to cover the cost of the entire venue. Right? So if the venue was $300 a week and we were all paying $10, you know, each, how big did my team have to be at the briefing? Y'all got that 10 thing down, don't you? Y'all got it down. See how we like to keep it simple? Always keep it simple. Always keep it simple, guys. Always keep it right here. Who knows about this? Keep it right. Who knows about that? Just keep it right here. Just keep it simple. I'm sure I haven't said anything tricky yet, have I? Right. And I won't. Because then you get all confused. Right? Don't want to confuse. You want to keep it simple. I'm just coming to validate the things that you've seen, but I'm always quite sure that the masses' syntax is off,
right? I'm always quite sure of that one. Because once you get that, oh man, it's amazing what will happen. So, but this one dominating thought that I want to surely leave you with is this one here. Right, one company for 10 years with 10 years experience, but the happiest and most successful are with one company for 20 years. Let's talk about this. I need you to be thinking long term on this. Right? For this all to really work, you have to be thinking long term. Right? To get this going, to build it big, because it takes time. See, there are people who float around in this industry and they give something just 1 year. And that person will be in this industry for 10 years with 1 year experience repeated 10 times. The objective is to be with one deal and you happen to find the right one. To be here for 10 years, to have 10 years experience, but the happiest and most successful or with one company for 20 years. I want you to think long-term on this journey, because that's important. Because if you're not thinking that way, again, this stuff really doesn't work because you're not giving it enough time to really become something massive, God. It's unbelievable. I think about the late, great Wilburn Smith, right? 20-plus years, right? The late, great Dave Savula, right? 20-plus years. Sounds like that's a clue to me, right? So you put in your time so that you're really on track to build something for your family and to build it once and build it for a lifetime. All right, so now let's get into the process. So here's what Mr. Brown did when he introduced me to the opportunity. Right. He prospected me. Right. He did a presentation, obviously, right there on the countertop of my showroom floor. Right. So he did the prospecting. He did the presenting. And then he started working on with me. Right. The thing that would allow it to grow away from us. Right. The thing that would allow it to grow away from us, which is the process that begins duplication. He started his process of teaching me how to prospect. He started his process of teaching me how to prospect. That's what the launch process is. The launch process is you now teaching your new business partners how to prospect the people that they know. It's still back to the single most important priority, which is what? Prospecting. It didn't change. Even though he was in and seasoned, it didn't change when he enrolled me. It was still the exact same thing. Somehow people think it's something different, right? The objective is to effectively, right, increase the frequency in which we run this cycle, right? The speed in which we run this cycle right here, right? I want to make sure you all get this, the speed in which we run this cycle right here. So let me explain. I'm going to pick on myself for just a little bit here. So when I ran this cycle, you know, I believe I talked to about 200 people in my first 3 months, right? And respectfully, you know, we've obviously made over $1 million, but, you know, we make six figures a year running this cycle that way. My dear friend and mentor, Mr. Brian Carruthers, he ran the same cycle, but he talked to 200 people in his first 3 days. I talked to 200 people in my first three what? Months. Respectfully, he makes six figures a month. Did you get that? See, it's the frequency in which you run this cycle. Now, I get it. Sometimes people laugh when I talk about the difference between myself and Mr. Carruthers. But for most of you, you talk to 200 people in your first 3 years. Right? You see what's going on? You're picking up what I'm putting down. Right? God, it's the frequencies. It's how fast you do this. It's large numbers fast. That's what this business is. It's large numbers fast. Why? Because success loves what?
Speed.
Right? Success loves speed. It's just that simple. The whole mission, are we going to do this thing sooner or later? Which route are you taking? The level up bonus is about success, love, speed. Right? Which one are you going to take? And once you decide, right, you stay in that place and you run it. Right? So, there's our cycle. Right? It starts with the first step, which is where we build the list and build the relationship. Right? It's where we build the list and build the relationship. I'm going to tell you, this is kind of delicate for me because one of my favorite Getting Started Right trainings to date is the Monday Night Momentum show that Mr. Ryan Burns just recently did. Okay? So, you guys have to just truly learn how to just appreciate leadership, right? And you show that appreciation through production, because the delivery of that particular training, right, that particular training, it is a link that my entire organization is charged to study from that Monday Night Momentum show. Why? Because, as you heard him say before, websites don't launch people. People launch people. So the first assignment for the brand new associate, right, is I would like them to go to connect.legalshield.com/start to print the first step guide. The new term is guide, not first step document, but the first step guide. So I'd like them to go there to print that guide. Let me help you out with something, guys, so that you know. Only about 5% is going to complete that assignment, okay? Just 5%. That's just the way that it is. I want to help you out so you don't get upset. Don't get mad at your money. Right? I'm telling you, only 5% will go there and print the document themselves. So it's no problem. Couple things you can do to be proactive in that is, one, you can give it to them when they join. That's a great idea to have some first step guides. Or when you meet with them, right, when you meet with them to do your game plan interview, that's when you'll have it, right? That's when you will provide it. Let's talk about then how to get to that game plan interview. Let me tell you about the importance of a game plan interview. The way we reduce dropouts by 50% is in an effective Getting Started Right presentation, which is a process. It's the most important 2 to 4 hours of a new associate's career. That 2 to 4 hours isn't a one-time setting. It includes the game plan interview, the private business reception, private conference calls, even a few sit-downs. So it's a process. The Getting Started Right presentation is a process. Let's talk about, though, how we get there. Because if this is something that reduces dropouts by half, would you agree that this is a big deal? It's a big deal, right? Maybe you had 2 associates that just stopped doing the business over the last 30 days. Would it be cool if at least one of them had stuck around and was here today? Right? So it's a big deal. We are not in business to get people in. We are in business to keep people in. And they're not in unless they are involved. you start educating them on this involvement process, right? During the getting started right presentation, right? It's that entire 2 to 4 hours. So we're going to say that we started here at closing, perhaps with that new person who joined. And with that new person, right, what you're going to say to them, right, our next step is, you guys are familiar with this, right? Right, our next step is the most important transitional phrase. Right, our next step is to get together, right, over the next 24 to 48 hours, right, to complete your first step training, right, or to complete your game plan interview. This is a transitional phrase, right? It's a transitional phrase that you've got to overlearn. And you find yourself always using it every time you meet up with your new business partner. All right, our next step is, right, to meet at the briefing. Our next step is, right, to meet at the super set. Everything is our next step is. It's also known as something we call BAM fam. BAM fam. Right? Book a meeting from a meeting is BAM fam. Right? Book a meeting from a meeting. That's the objective with our new business partners. It's always BAM fam. Book a meeting from a meeting. So when that new person joins, our next step is to get together over the next 24 to 48 hours to complete your first step training, right, or to complete your game plan interview. They are one and the same. All right? But what I want you to do tonight, right, what I want you to do before we get together tomorrow is go to this website and start, right, your process. connect.legalshield.com/start. Right? So I can either give them the first step guide when they join, right? Because I know that only about 5% will literally go to the website and print it themselves, right? Or I'll have the first step guide when we meet. Right, so this appointment for you guys to meet and launch them. Listen, guys, I've watched far too many people run away from this important meeting with your new business partner to get them launched. When someone says to me, "I just can't get a list out of them, Mr. Mack. I can't get a list out of her. I can't get a list." I said, "So what happened? Did they skip the game plan interview? Kind of tell me what happened there." He said, "Well, no, we didn't have one." I told him to go make a list and call me once they've made it. God, it doesn't work like that. Right? You set the appointment. If they made the list and started working on it, right, fantastic. That's perfect. But it doesn't matter, because if they didn't, you are going to help them to build their list. You're going to use the memory jogger to help them to build their list. This is where the work begins, by the way. Let me tell you, this right here is where the work begins. Right? I know you got excited because you got, you know, 80 points, right, when they became a new recruit. Right? You got 40 midpoints. You know, I know you got excited and all this stuff with the points that you received. Right? Not bad at all. That was good. But the real work begins when you engage with your new associate doing that game plan interview. That's where the real work begins. So I'm going to challenge you guys now with this. To have your calendars filled weekly with at least one game plan interview. Right? One private business reception and 3 private conference calls. This is for starters, because for the leaders, I want you to multiply that all by 3. If you're really ready to go, you know, executive and all that. All right, but we're going to, all right, one game plan interview. All right, one private business reception. Right, and 3 private conference calls. See, when you help that new business partner build their list, and as you're building a relationship, you be sure to inoculate them during that process, letting them know what to expect. Inoculation, right, is often missed in that process. You've got to let them know the people that you think will, won't, and the people who you think won't, will. You have to let them know that you just became an entrepreneur. You've just joined the 11%. Congratulations, right? But your family and friends are still a part of the 89% who believe that the way to go is the job, right? So I want you to be prepared for that, right, as we go through that process, right, inoculation, right? You're going upstream, right? They're going down. Makes you look crazy. But look, wealth is a minority. That's why there are only a few people wealthy, because the wealthy have taken the path that you're now taking, and so the masses won't quite see it. So inoculation has to exist during this process. So as we build the list and build a relationship, now we're going to spend time teaching that new business partner how to contact and invite the people who are on that list to a presentation so that we can what? Close. This is the cycle that we're always running at all times, no matter how long you be on this journey, right? 20, 30 years, hopefully beyond, right? It's always the same process. The presentation that we're first inviting to is that private business reception and that private conference call. The reason why, you know, we have more private conference calls than private business receptions is because that same new person could have multiple PCCs that first week, right? As you're helping them with their list, I would invite to the PBR first. And then if the person says they're not available to make the PBR, then I would move to the private conference call. Right, if they can't make it to the PBR or the private conference call, then I would ask them, okay, well, what's your email address? What this means is everybody gets exposed. You don't make a call to someone, invite them to one thing, and they tell you that doesn't work for them, and you let it rest there. No, you don't do that. You call one person, before you get off the call with off the phone with that one person, there's going to be a commitment to something, to come into your private business reception, or jumping on your private conference call, or sending them an email through your prospect by Legal Shield. So you see, this is why everyone has to have their prospect by Legal Shield done, because it's a part, right, of the launch process. If we're calling 100 people, fine. If I can get 30 people, right, 33 people to the PBR, right, 33 people on the PCC, 33 people to give me their email. See, now the focus is simply that everyone on my list gets exposed, right? Doesn't matter, right, who they are and what they do. So contacting and inviting, guys, you know, you, along with your new associate, right, you're going to do 10, maybe 20 calls with them, right? They're 10 best and they're 10 easiest, right? They're 10 best or 10 easiest. Those are the people who are based on their current credibility and reputation who will look at it right now, right, just for them. So the bottom line is this, guys, is that this is a business. And as we run this cycle, I'm telling you right here, guys, you've got to get better than ever, right, at your transition to get here. It's the transition to get here, right? Our next step is it lives here. Someone joins you at a private business reception. They just became an associate. What's the phrase that pays right here? That's, yes, guys, all the time, right? And they came on board, and we were contacting and inviting to their PBR, and Cousin John ended up, joining from a private conference call. We closed them out from a private conference call on a three-way call right after the call. What are we going to say to Cousin John after this? Guys, you've got to live there. You got it? Somebody say, you got to live there, right? Right? You've got to live there, right? Because that's all it is. It never changes. I don't care what tools come about. Nothing has come about to change how effective you've got to be in that transition. Right? You know how many people just bring folks on here and then they just hope that John is the one? And John would just go out and figure this thing out himself? When this business isn't designed for people to just figure it out themselves. The only time you have to figure things out is if it hasn't been done yet. That's the only time you have to figure it out. Right? If it's already been done, all you have to do is be willing to learn. So our new business partners, right, have to simply be willing to learn, right? Coachable in that process of learning. Right, that's all they have to be willing to do, right, is learn. So watch this. For most part, we all went to elementary school to do what? Learn, yeah. Right, then we went on to middle school to do what? Well, learn again. Then we moved on to high school to do what? Then some of us even paid to go to college to do more what? Learning, right? And then all of a sudden, we join Legal Shield and decide to try to figure it out. You see what happens? That's how, listen guys, see 14,000 hours worth of school from elementary school to graduating high school, 14,000 hours we were taught, right, to go to school, get good grades, get a good job. So what happens is, I don't want you to be upset when you bring people to the table here and they're like a fish out of water because they just went through 14,000 hours of programming one way. Does that make sense? What leads us to this place is a series of exposures, guys. That's why we're here. Others will have to go through that process longer than you have. Embrace that. Oh, man, don't even hesitate sometime to tell people, no, it's okay, right? To be honest with you, look, most people have to see this 6 times before it makes sense. Now you got them thinking, right? You tell them only a vital few will it make sense to right away. So now they're still thinking, like, which one am I, right? So it's a part of the process, guys. It's a part of the process. All right, so this is the cycle, right? This is the business, and this is where you live. So you study, connect at legalshield.com/start so that you know what your new associates are going to watch. Then the assignment, again, before this weekend is out, is to watch that Monday Night Momentum show, right, featuring Mr. Burns. Because he's very specific and he's speaking to the sponsor. So he's literally giving instruction, right, on what to do as a sponsor. Because that's the deal, guys. And we're going to talk about that a little bit, about being a sponsor. Right, so the bottom line is this, right, ACT, right? Action changes things, right? Act. Get your actions consistent with your thoughts. You've got to go. You've got to go. Right? You've got to move. You don't just sit there. I remember when I took a real estate course years ago, about 15 years ago, wanted to get a real estate license as well at the time, and our math instructor told us when it came to a math problem, he said, don't just sit there and look at it. You got to do something. Right? You got to do something. You had to put the pen on the paper and you've got to start moving. Right? Act. Be patient with your results, but urgent with your what? Activity. Right? Be patient with your results, but urgent with your activity. That's the deal. Speed. That's how you do it. It's said that to be in business is to be in pursuit of. To be in business is to be in pursuit of. Now, when we use the word pursuit, is pursuit fast or slow? It's fast. High speed what? Pursuit. Yes. High speed pursuit. To be in business is to be in pursuit of. Right? Just turn it up. Just turn it up. Just turn it up. Right? Duly noted. Right? There's a 1 degree difference between hot water and steam. Right? So you got to turn it up. Same stuff. Turned up. That's it. Who's going to help you with this stuff? Who's going to help push you with this stuff? Two people, your workout partner and your mentor. Two people, your workout partner and your mentor every day. Hashtag every day. Hashtag every day. Your workout partner and your mentor. They're going to help you, right, to stay in passionate pursuit of doing the few things that make the most difference. Those few things that make the most difference you can find on the 90-day sprint tracking form. The 90-day sprint tracking form. The 90-day sprint tracking form, you can find those few things. A quick way to get there, I have a site, getbetternow.info. Click on resources and you can print the 90-day sprint tracking form. Get better now, like right now, right? Get better now, NOW.info. Click on resources. Look, guys, see, the 90-day sprint tracking form is actually living the 10 core commitments. You see, John C. Maxwell used to have series that he would call living, you know, whatever it is he had, like living the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership, right? The 21 irrefutable laws of leadership was him telling you what these laws are. But living the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership, you got to go do something now. Right? So we have the 10 core commitments. Right? But the 90-day sprint tracking form is actually living it. Right? Exposures, follow-ups, three-way calls, long-distance packages, sit-downs, PBRs, PCCs, weekly briefings, Super Saturdays, right? Doing your personal development. See, that's actually living it. And you've got to have someone to help hold you accountable to living it, because there it is again, the magic number. Only about 5% will do it with or without a push from someone else. I'm not a part of the 5%, right? Don't feel bad if you're not a part of the 5%, right? Like Bert Calhoun is my workout partner. They call us fire and ice. We're the complete opposite, right? We're fire and ice. So it's okay to just have a workout partner. You have to have a workout partner, mentor, who's going to help hold you accountable to doing those daily disciplines on the 90-day sprint tracking form. Here's what your mentor is going to help you with. Here's why you got to have one. You can practice shooting 8 hours a day, but if your technique is wrong, then all you become is very good at shooting the wrong way. Get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. It said, get the fundamentals down. This is why I've come here, to only discuss the fundamentals. I did not get jiggy with it on this journey. You got me? I watch people. Everybody want to get jiggy with it. Right? If I try to get jiggy with it, I might end up on the front row somewhere, you know? Just do what? What are we supposed to do? Keep it right there, right? That's it. All the time. It's the fundamentals fast. It's the fundamentals fast at all times, whichever space. B2B side, fundamentals fast. Networking side, fundamentals fast. We're fortunate enough on our team to have the number one small business producer in the entire company, Millie Ray Griffin. Right? I personally mentored him from living in his car for about a year, washing up at the Wawa. And this guy becomes number one in small business out of 400,000 associates. Right? And all he does is the fundamentals fast and B2B. Go walk your community. He's up early and he goes after it. He prospects and he does an amazing presentation. He duplicates his process. See, it doesn't even matter, right, which side of the house you're on. It's all success, love, speed. It's all fundamentals. But this is why you've got to have a mentor in this process. Workout partner you might talk to daily. The workout partner, the mentor, you may talk to three or four times. We might not be every day with your mentor, right? It'd be great if that could happen, right? But it just might not happen. Right, so guys, this is a business, right? Is it hard? It's going to be some work. It's some work. See, we have to say it is because we've got to learn how to become consistent, right? Consistency is it's a decision, but then you've got to have a partner, right, to help you with that consistency. No one said it would be easy, but we said is it would be what? Worth it, right? It's just that simple, right? It's going to be some growing pains. Man, I love these slides, sir. Right? First time I ever seen any of this stuff. Did you know that? Amazing. I love it. Ooh, this is good. So it's about building equity. It's a 3 to 5 year retirement program. It is a 3 to 5 year retirement program, guys. That's what it is. Right. If you focus right on your priorities, you focus on the fundamentals. That is what it is. The 3 to 5 year retirement program. You're building equity over time. And the great thing about this equity that we're building here is it's without having right literally property ownership, if you will. Right. It's not being, you know, a real estate investor who buys a lot of property, right? Because many of us might not be interested in fixing the toilet. You know what I'm talking about? Right? Look, you can build a fortune with a profit centers all across North America. Profit centers all across North America is what you have the opportunity to build here. But there are stages of growth that you're going to go through. Now, the job runs straight across. Here, right, we're going on the incline. See, this is what sets you up, right, to create, you know, 40 years, you know, worth of potential income if we stay on that curve and continue to grow ourselves. It's unbelievable, guys, right? But you've got to go in your process. I need you to know that, hey, you may not be very good at first as long as you intend to get better over time. May not be very good at first as long as you intend to get better over time. It's all just a process of books, tapes, right, and classes. That's all your personal development. But that stuff only works if you're taking action. It only works. The idea is for the information to come out of you because you're taking action. You're moving forward. If you take the information in and you don't act on it, then you merely have what's called information constipation. All right? That's what's going to happen. You're going to be full of books and full of tapes and all this stuff. But, right? Oh, man, you waited too long. You waited too long. You just took it in and you did nothing with it. Don't let that be you. Right? You've got to go with it. Oh, man. There's studies on this. There's studies on this topic. If you don't move and things become inoperable, right? I need you to move. I need you to go with this information and get out there and fail forward. Self-doubt, right, will happen. You'll question everything. Do you give us permission to help you, right? Do we have permission to remind you of that Y-H-Y, that W-H-Y? Do we have permission to remind you of why you said you were doing this? Because that's the only thing we can hold you accountable to. It's the only thing we can hold you accountable to, right, is your reason why. Are you going to fight or you going to quit? Look, no sleep phase, right? It's real. No days off, right? No days off. What's wrong? That's what gets you there sooner than later. But it's okay, right? It's okay. All right, there are those four basic skills we were talking about. There it is. Real simple litmus test on that. This is what you must master. Your 90, going through your cycles, right? 90-day sprints, your cycles and all that. But your 10,000 hours goes here. Prospecting, presenting, duplication, and leadership. If you don't have 10 people in play, then your problem is what? Number one. Prospecting. So you and I, we're not talking, don't try to drag me into a leadership conversation and you don't have 10 people in play. Right? Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You have to focus on prospecting. You need to go look at as many websites and stuff as you can possible about prospecting. You'll find some of that there at Get Better Now. You'll find that at the Learning Management System. This is your home right here because you don't have 10 people in position to make a decision right now. That's what we have to be talking about. If you got 10 people in play but nobody's joining you, somewhere in there we're butchering the presentation. Right? I got this one partner. I pick on him. I'm like, man, you got people at hello. Look at you. You look like a billionaire. But then something goes real wrong when you open your mouth, man. Something goes real wrong. Man, I pick on them. Something's wrong with the presentation, right? In between prospecting and presentation, and it's all a part of it, like three-way calls, it's a brief continuation of the exposure process. So somewhere in there, you're converting to three-way calls may not be effective. All right, you're converting to three-way calls may not be effective. You have to work on it. I've just come to tell you that these four things you have to specifically, intentionally work on them towards mastery. That's it. You got 10 people in play. People are even joining your team, but nobody's doing the same. What's the problem? See that? Right? Duplication. Your objective when it comes to duplication is to get a large group of people to do a few simple things over a consistent period of time. Duplicate. Get a large group of people, right, to do a few simple things over a consistent period of time, right, with a good attitude. Don't leave that out. Right, with a good attitude. So when you're doing this in the most effective way, this means that whether the person joins you is next door, across the street, or across the country, that person can still succeed because you're doing it fundamentally inside the system. Whether they're next door, across the street, or across the country, right? 500 levels deep, 5,000 miles away, you see, they can still have success because you're building right fundamentally. And then as you have those things going, then you continue to work on yourself, right, and recommend it, the Maxwell series, right? 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, the 21 Indispensable Qualities of a Leader. We highly recommend that, right? So this simply says, guys, that it's all about who? I love the way that dropped, right? Yeah, it's all about you. It's all about you, guys. It's all about you. I just want you to take ownership. Oh, man, Mr. Burns set it up so well. It's never been set up like that, and it should always be set up such that whatever you see, it has nothing to do with the person who isn't here. It has nothing to do with them. What you see here that you thought was something that was beneficial, it was beneficial for you. It was beneficial for you, right, and no one else. Product the same, opportunity the same, no matter what side of the house you want to work from, it's been proven that it's all about you, right? Are you a good sponsor or a bad sponsor, right? That's the bottom line. That's what we're talking about here, right? First you lead you, then you lead the new. Those are the effective getting started right presentation, right? Leading you is you living, right, the 10 core commitments, which is living it by doing the 90-day sprint tracking form. You're leading you, right? Leading the new is effective getting started right presentation, doing the game plan interview, using the first step guide, right? And then you lead the season. That's your ability to become a culture builder. A culture builder, right, for your team, right? We should be 80% culture builders, focusing on team environment, and then 20% tacticians. And so leading the season is continued inventory and inspection on those individuals. It's continued course correction to help them to get better at the game. That's all it is. Are you willing to follow leaders who have failed? Right? Look, always edify. That's how you have and keep a good culture, is by edifying up. Bad culture, right, comes from folks who just are not doing a good job, guys, at edifying the leaders, edifying what's happening. Right? Bad news goes up, good news goes everywhere. So we have to be careful, right, with what we say. We have to protect the culture, protect the environment of success, right? When new people join this environment of success, they have to know that they are part of something great. And they're not hearing you bickering and talking about other leaders and stuff like that, right? That's going to hurt the marketplace and give you bad culture. Right. Yeah. So there's a process here. Trust people. Right. They need to work with people who they know that they can trust. So just follow the process that's in place. Right. Don't worry about being the big deal. Right. Knowledge will bring you success. Today you're taking in learned knowledge. Today you're taking in learned knowledge. All right, learning from personal development, tapes, reading, trainings, etc., your car, right, Drive Time University. When you leave here, we said you have to act on what we've discussed. You don't start with model by going telling others exactly what you heard, right? You have to go out and do it. And then along the way, you find mentors who inspired you, and you may begin to sound like them. And that's fine. That's model knowledge. Then teaching knowledge. Prepare and learn to teach. Then teach it. Right? Teaching enough over and over will make you become better. It's the most amazing thing. Right? You guys know about this, right? Einstein, right? Increase the energy, you increase the what? Mass, right? You want to build it bigger, right? Like, this is everything in life is this equation, right? It's how you build anything. You increase the energy. You increase the mass. The energy is the activity. You increase it. You increase it. Right? So some of you guys are going to go home and start studying this, right? In physics, mass energy equivalence, right? It's a concept that the mass of an object or system is a measure of its energy content. You increase the energy, right? Your energy. And then you get a number of people moving along with you, and it's unbelievable, right? The four disciplines of execution, I'm going to ask that you look up that book, right? The four disciplines of execution. This is more on leadership focus, right? Focus on what the wildly important goal is. Act on the lead measures, right? Which is your 90-day sprint tracking activity. Keep a compelling scoreboard that's tracking what you're going to do, and create a cadence of accountability. So that may be an accountability group that you're a part of. All of this is habit, routine, same stuff over and over. Go walk your community. Go do your 2 to 5 exposures a day. You want to do it bigger and faster, 10x everything that you do. 10x the bigger vision. 10x the bigger activity. It's all the same thing. It's all just routine. Right? The fortune is in the immediate, ongoing, consistent follow-up. Now, here's what's important. Right? I once heard immediate, but then when I learned that people still didn't join after the immediate follow-up, then it had to be ongoing. And then there's that magic word that John C. Maxwell talked about, which was consistency, right? So you have to be consistent. So the fortune is in the immediate, ongoing, consistent follow-up, guys. Right? These are just sales statistics, guys, is that the masses just aren't out there following up. Right? Look at this statistic here. 80% of sales are made on the 5th to 12th contact. So when we say that the fortune is in the immediate, ongoing, consistent follow-up, it is real, right? It is real because that's where it is. And then now this is my last slide, guys. So everything that we went through was really just practice, right, to build up your rhino skin, right? Either you have baby skin or rhino skin in this journey. Right? The rhino skin, you can stick a needle 3 inches deep and it'll just keep going. Right? Pressing through the mud. Right? A woodpecker on the rhino's head somehow. He doesn't feel it. Right? You've seen Discovery Channel. Right? You've got to decide to have the rhino skin so that you can just simply hear. Right. Run these bases, God, so that you can simply run the bases, right, on an ongoing basis. Your objective here is, right, is simply to do one thing, guys, and it is to keep the bases loaded. Right. If you just focus, you just, you know, commit to doing these daily disciplines, right, these few things that make the most difference here during game time. And you just simply keep the bases loaded. Guys, you soon and very soon will build yourself a world-class international organization. That being said, I appreciate the time, all the fun. This was just the most amazing trip ever. And I want to turn it back over to our network vice president.
All right. Sometimes we keep the gift a secret, but we wanted to kind of share this with, you know, everybody. We always like to send our speakers out with a little gift, just a reminder of their trip out here. And there's a few things we have here in the bag that we want to give Mr. Mack. First off, We want to give him this, a rock. All right. Now, there's a story behind this rock. Because this is the rock from the first gun he ever shot. And his, here was his target. Nailed it. Blew it in half. Good job. There's your rock. And I think we even have the gun shell. I think you got the gun shell, okay. But we got you, you know. And then when you went, we taught him how to go fishing here in Utah. Did you guys see the video when we taught him how to go fishing here in Utah? We gave him an automatic gun, and he blew up that lake. So we got him all those shells too, right?
I love it.
And then as I was, you might want to put that in the check bag luggage, just saying. and then to top it off, if anybody's met my dad, he's a mountain man. And we told him that we took Kevin Mack out in the mountains. And my dad said, hey, you still do that gift that you give a guy? And I was like, yeah, we do. He's like, I got something for him. And this was actually something that what was made by a friend of my dad's. They if you know the story behind these mountain men knives, this is a Damascus knife. And this is a 204-layer Damascus knife. In other words, somebody pounded these metal over and over and folded it 204 times, one of the strongest blades that are out there. And it's a lot of story and history. Maybe we'll tell you a little bit about that. But this is a mountain man's a knife, and now we took him out in the mountains of Utah, so maybe you'll remember us with the buffalo bone. There you go. Thank you, Mr. Mack. Don't take this in your carry-on luggage for sure. If we need to mail it, you let us know. Hey, if you got a check bag, it should be fine. All right, guys, give him a hand.
Oh, this is amazing.
All right. I'm going to swap off computers here, but you guys, I don't know about you, but anybody else get some good notes? Is anybody here willing to share just a little one-liner or some note that you got from today's event? All right. Kate. You guys hear that? Do you guys remember the four basics? Man, he went in depth in this last night. And I got to tell you, I spent a lot of time with some associates. And I was the one that was not cracking the code, because this is an interesting topic, because when you're talking to somebody who doesn't have 10 in play, now what does 10 in play mean? It means you've got 10 people that could say, I'm in at any time. You're following up, you're inviting them to luncheons, they know about the business, maybe they listen to a call, maybe they were listening to a private conference call, maybe you've invited them out to an event. But if you've got 10 people on your 10 in play, you know, then we can safely start talking about the next step, correct? All right, and then what was the next step after prospecting? Presenting, right? Sometimes, maybe that skill is your ability to present the tool that you're asking them to hop on or to come to. And maybe it's your promotion skill to get them to come to that private business reception, get them to watch, whatever video is that you're giving. It's interesting because one of the tools we like to use is that Prospect by Legal Shield tool. We love that. I love using sizzle calls. So if somebody didn't watch, has anybody ever called somebody and they hadn't watched the video? And they say, can you just tell me, like right now, like what is it? I love when people ask me that question because I say, yeah, absolutely. Is now a good time? Great. Grab a pen. You might want to write a couple things down. They're like, oh, okay. And then I have them listen to a phone call. Right, Camille? I think you listen to a phone call. Camille's a new associate. Give her a hand. Thank you for coming all the way down from Provo. But it just gets them the information right now. But then, okay, so after you've done the presentation guide, by the way, guys, can be a tool. It doesn't necessarily have to be you, but does your ability to promote to that tool matter? It does matter. Okay, what's number three? Duplication. So if you're getting a lot of results, but it's not moving away from you, then the problem is duplication. And the fourth thing, leadership. Your business, everybody's business, it can turn on a dime, one phone call. Your ability to master your emotions in a phone call is a leadership aspect, isn't it? And some people might get upset and cause a drift between you and your associate. There's so much value in that information. Because if somebody's got these three things down, like they've got duplication, but for some reason they're not popping other executive directors in the organization, well, then maybe it's that leadership aspect. But at least we can now identify what to spend time with our team. Wasn't that valuable? Gosh, that was good. Anybody else? Yeah, Joshua, come along. Information constipation. Not one of us is going to forget that moment. Right? But how many times, and I feel like this might come, when we launch an associate, sometimes we just send them to all the stuff that Legal Shield has. And I understand that. Because sometimes we don't have confidence in ourselves launching somebody, but we got to step up to the plate. Because if you throw too much at something, a confused mind does. We don't want that. All right. Anybody? One or two more things. Yes, back here. What's your very important phrase? What is it, guys? The next step is. No matter what area of the business, right? And the next step is. One more. Gosh, I love this.
Be patient with your results and urgent
with your activity. Wow. Be patient with your results and urgent with your activity. Don't beat yourself up because of somebody joining or not joining. Don't beat yourself up because somebody didn't show up today. You tried to get them here. You know, and I heard there were some actually guests that were here and they left. Right. And there's some adjustments that we can make as an environment in Legal Shield. Right. We'll step up to the plate. We'll take responsibility. Are there some adjustments that we can make as in you in inviting people as well? Right. You know, so I just love that. Be patient with yourself. I love what my wife always says. We never lose in Legal Shield. We win or we learn. That's it. So be patient, but be urgent with what? Activity. One note that I had from my weekend, and I've shared this with a few people, is the transference of leadership. Replace yourself. That's got to. If you don't begin this business with that in mind, you will be spinning your wheels 2 years from now. But if you believe in replacing yourself, transference of leadership, that can get you a long way. The nuances of the business. We've heard a lot of this stuff, but isn't those little notes that you caught him saying something in between one of the steps, you're like, Like how many people know we should do a game plan interview? How many people know that phrase, the next step is? Just that little nuance. I mean, we made a big deal about it in this training, but isn't that just a little shift in something we already know that will make them gigantic in the nuances? I wrote down the fundamentals fast. The fundamentals don't change, it's just the frequency. Success loves speed. I wrote down the four basics too. I want to, last month, you guys know we had Darnell Self in town. And you could tell the fun and the love that he has for Mr. Mack. And he challenged me and Kate to offer something to the state that we've never offered before. Because we've got to run these events. We've got to fly these people into town. And we've got to, you know, pay for these rooms. And we like to have fun with our guests, you know, to give them something to remember. Because I don't know if you guys know this. We don't pay Mr. Mack a dime for taking time away from his family and to come pour into to us. So can you first off give him a round of applause for that? All right. So some of you might know that if you did not have a ticket and you were an associate and you showed up at that sign-in table, the cost is $25. And that is going to remain the cost, the $25. But I want to recognize Utah for something that maybe you're surprised that we're excited about. One person in this entire room paid $25. You know why? Because we have associates that are building with expectancy. Mr. Self said, I told him the deal we like to offer. We like to offer anybody who buys their ticket in advance of the Super Saturday, so say Friday or before, we like to let them have it for $20, save $5. And then we told them, in fact, if they buy it a month early, and we still have this on the table, and you can do this. If they buy it a month early, we'll actually give them two tickets for $30. So $5 more than at the door, you got two. And he said, that is awesome. And a lot of markets don't offer that. And then he challenged me and Kate. He said, can you find a way sometime in the next 6 months that you can offer to leaders who want to build with expectancy that you can get the tickets down to $10? And I said, yes. Now, we've got a lot of expenses. And, you know, so me and Kate like to speak to us more. What are you saying? He says, some markets offer, you know, if you get 10 or this or that, if they buy them today, you know, that they can get them down for 10. That's the culture we want to eventually. We understand some markets are different, but that's the culture we eventually want to have. And, guys, we said, you know what? We're going to go ahead and do it this month. So an hour after he told it to us, me and Kate like to step up to a challenge for somebody. And we did. We offered it. for five for $50. For those associates in this room who know that in the next 5 weeks or 4 weeks, that you could go and get yourself a recruit, even if they're not in the room. How many people have somebody on your team that's not in the room you wish they were here? How many people know that you, with this knowledge and launching people's business, you may have a lot of people in your organization a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now that are going to need a ticket, and we don't want them to pay $25 at the door, right? So we invite you to take on that same challenge. Any of you who want to build with expectancy that you can have. I love what Tigner said to me a couple days ago. He called me up, and if you don't mind me sharing this, he said, Ryan, we need to get a few more tickets because I only bought five last month. I told Kate, and we like high-fived. We're like, that's what I'm talking about. Here's somebody who's building his business with expectancy, and he told us he's definitely not going to make that mistake again to only get five. So I think that's commendable, and I hope a lot of other people build that way. Yeah, absolutely. Give him a hand. All right. So how many of y'all want to know who we got coming next? All right. Man, sometimes it takes a lot of time out of me and Kate's schedule to try to, because we're asking a lot of trainers to take time away from their family, and these guys are making a multiple six-figure income whether they work or not, right? They love the time freedom with their family, but you know what I've also found is they love pouring in to other people, and me and Kate really, we try to vet who we bring in here because we know that there's a lot of different ways to build this business, but there's some fundamentals that a lot of the top income earners like Mr. Mack have in common. And we want to pay attention to the different nuances that a lot of these trainers can bring. And so we fought hard for this, and thanks to a lot of the leaders here in the room, this is somebody that we've grown to love here in Utah. He's a $500,000 plus income earner per year. You know, that's like over $1,500, $2,000 per day this gentleman's making. Do you think he could have some good tips for us in launching our business? Guys, I'm excited that we have none other than $500,000 income earner, Mr. Michael Dorsey, next month. All right. So, build an expectancy, guys. Thank you so much. Get two tickets for $30 or five for $50. Build your business big. We're going to be at King's Buffet over there if you want to break bread and kind of just spend some time with some of the leaders. We're going to go over to King's Buffet on Redwood. We're going to go there right now. Mr. Mack has got actually hit his flight ASAP. So, guys, I apologize for pictures and signatures. Mr. Mack would stay here for 4 hours with you. Trust me. He's got to be in a car on the way to the airport in less than the next 5 minutes. So, Mr. Mack, there's your warning. We got to get you off to the airport, sir. So, guys, thank you so much. God bless. We'll see you next month.
Bring the action. When you're in the club, you're going to turn it up. You're going to turn it up.